For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
And welcome to Radio Friend. This is Monday. It's July the 29th, and we're glad to have you with us. We've got several topics today. Let's start, first of all, with Scott Gordon from the Food Bank.
Good morning.
To have you here,
How are
Scott.
You?
You're here to tell us about the Hunger-Free Summer, right?
Hunger-Free Summer, correct. And, Paul, it's a program that we're doing through the Food Bank in cooperation with local grocery stores. A very simple project. We're trying to raise some money and some awareness on summer hunger, which is serious for our young people who are out of school and away from the opportunity of having a square meal at lunchtime and, in a lot of cases, breakfast time at their school. Mm-hmm. The program is based on a simple scan at the grocery store checkout stand. Each of the checkout stands and participating grocery stores has a scan card, and people can add a dollar or more to their grocery bill and help hungry people.
So you just pull the little coupon. I've not seen them.
They're posted on the checkout counter, and each one is laminated, so it goes right through the scanner in good shape, and you just have to look at it at the checkout stand. Most of the checkers are too busy to mention it, and that's fine. But we do want people to understand that they can ask for it and do check out that dollar.
So when you check out at the grocery store, ask for the Hunger-Free Summer scan.
Scan card.
And can you decide at that point how much you want to?
Absolutely. If you want to have the checker scan it 10 times, that's $10.
So it's $1 each time.
It's $1 each time it goes through, yes.
Okay, and it's at all the area grocery stores?
Most of the area grocery stores. We had really good participation, and I really am afraid to mention everybody's name.
Right, I understand.
Fear I'd leave someone out. So
okay.
Most of the grocery stores are being great about participating, and some are going to do something later. So.
All right, so look for the Hunger-Free Summer scan at the grocery stores when you check out. And if you donate a dollar, that's going to buy
15 pounds of food through the food bank.
That's unbelievable. $1 will buy 15 pounds of food.
Absolutely. Or we figure 12 and a half meals.
Okay. And there was something else you wanted to mention.
Something else I wanted to mention also is I went totally blank. I'm sorry. I also want to talk about the Buddy Pack program.
The Buddy Pack. That was good.
I'm sorry about that. The Buddy Pack program is kicking up with the start of school, and we're encouraging people to remember to adopt a buddy through the food bank by contributing either $15 a month off of their credit or debit card, very simply done on our website, or a lump sum of $180.
And that will take care of the Buddy Pack?
For an entire school year. And a Buddy Pack, in brief, is a package of nutritious and delicious food that goes home with a child who has been identified as needing it every Friday or Thursday to span the weekend gap between Friday's lunch at school and Monday's lunch at school.
So if you make a donation of $150, that's going to take care of the kid for the whole year.
$180 will do that. Yes,
$180.
Or you can do $15 a month, a draw, and that comes down to 50 cents a day for the school year.
All right. So go to the food bank website, and
absolutely,
you can make the donation online.
Absolutely, with your credit or debit card.
Thank you very much, Scott Gordon.
Paul. Appreciate
Please come
you.
Back again.
Thank you.
You've got a lot of good information. To
we
share
appreciate
with
you.
Them. All right. Now we turn to Bradford Farms, and we have Carrie Clark and Leslie
Tuzo.
Good to have you both here. Now, Carrie and I go back a long way. You were in charge of the shed where we were doing Pepper and Friends there for the summer 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I got a dog out of the deal, too. So.
Yeah, you did. And Tommy the cat was with us. And Clark, you say Clark. Yeah, you happen to be Bill Clark's daughter.
Yeah.
And Leslie Tuzo, you're here to talk to us about a special event at Bradford Farm that's coming up on August 1st about dealing with organic farming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
August 1st from 1 to 6 is our organic field day. This is the first time we've ever had an organic field day at Bradford Farm. We started doing organic research just 2 years ago. And so this is our first big outreach to farmers and also to community people in the community who are interested in organic gardening, like yourself.
Yeah, I went organic this year with my garden, and I got to say it's doing fine. It's doing fine, but I think I'm on a learning curve right now because I haven't used any insecticides or fungicides in it.
So we hope that one of the things this field day will do to people is help them move up that learning curve a little quicker. So we're going to have Leslie's going to tell you about what we're going to have at the field day.
Yeah, so we're doing both vegetable research and grain research, and so we're going to have a little bit of both. There's going to be three tours. Those three tours are kind of going to look at the three different places around the farm where we have vegetable research, we have the grain research, we have cover crop demonstrations, there's the compost facility where you've gotten your compost before.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you got good compost.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. And Tim Reinbott will be talking about that. And then at the same time, we'll have a few things going on at the conference center. We'll have a talk about equipment that organic growers can use for their farm or gardens, a talk about native plants and how those native plants can attract pollinators and mm-hmm. beneficial insects. There'll be free soil carbon testing for farmers who want to see, you know, what the carbon content, the active carbon content is of their soil.
So will you get the testing results back the same day?
Yeah, it's not like a soil fertility test, though. So active carbon is basically what feeds your soil microbes. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do a test right there in front of you with you. You'll participate with us that will give you an idea of your active carbon levels.
So why do you need the carbon, the carbon
because level. That's what feeds your soil microbes, and soil microbes are what keeps everything going in farming and gardening.
Right. Now, I've been putting on compost tea that mm-hmm. I have been – it takes 2 days to brew that compost tea. That is helping the microbes in the soil, right?
Yeah, it is, but it's not adding carbon like just the compost itself would. So one of the things this test will show you is if you maybe need to get more organic matter added to your soil. Because you have to have broken down plant tissue.
Right, right. I did have my soil tested this year, and they said I had plenty of organic matter in it.
But there's two types of organic matter, and the type they tested for is the stuff that's been around for 1,000 years.
Okay.
And what we're testing for is the stuff that's just been around maybe a year, and that's the immediate food source for the microbes.
Okay. It sounds like I need to come out.
And so if people want to get their soil tested, they need to bring something like for you from your garden. But then we need to be able to compare it to something. So we need you to also bring it from something that hasn't been tilled, like maybe a fence row or a pasture area.
So go out into the pasture, dig up some soil, and then bring soil from the garden.
Yeah.
And is there a charge for that?
No, we're going to do it free there at the field day.
Okay, so that will be August the 1st from 1 to 6 p.m. at Bradford Farm. Everybody is invited to come out if you're interested in gardening or organic gardening.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Carrie and Leslie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put it on my calendar with a great big circle to try and make it out there.
We'll see you there.
Our program directed by, tomorrow, Missouri Contemporary Ballet and Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.